Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I haven't had one in a long time, but I remember, amen, that I've had several dreams that in my dream, amen, that I could fly. Amen. I could somehow push my hands down and I'd lose my gravity. I'd go up and I could go, you know, up above the trees and telephone poles and line and stuff. And, you know, and I always enjoyed them dreams. Man, it was fun. Hallelujah. But it was just a dream. Amen. But one of these days, it's not going to be a dream. Amen. We're going to fly away. Praise God. And hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that glorious day. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke, chapter 10. And I want to begin reading with verse 38 into your hearing. Praise God. Just for a few moments tonight, I want to preach to us. Luke, chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Praise God. Story we all know well. Man, Jesus being at the house of Martha, Martha baking, cooking, whatever she was doing, getting things ready, and she got disturbed the fact that Mary was just sitting at the foot of Jesus listening to his words. And she kind of got indignant about it. She said, make Mary get up and do something. Amen. And Jesus didn't rebuke her, didn't reprove her, but he just simply informed her, Martha, you're careful about and troubled about many things. Amen. And what you're doing is needful. Amen. But Mary has chosen the good part. Amen. Help me just for a few minutes tonight. Amen. I don't know what you can title this. Just put whatever what you want on it. Praise God. But from these verses of Scripture, I do want to preach. Amen. Teach, whatever you want to call it. Amen. And I hope tonight that we understand that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And I hope that you understand that this old fleshly tabernacle, amen, needs some attention. This flesh does. But I'm telling you, there's the spiritual man that needs a whole lot more. Amen. And I want to, amen, address that tonight. Let's lift our voices right now and pray and ask God to talk to us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to send a special anointing into this house. Oh, Lord, as we endeavor to preach the word of the Lord, God, we ask for that anointing. We ask you to anoint the ears and the hearts to hear it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we'll thank you for it by faith. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And everybody said amen. Praise God. I hope that your prayer is that, Lord, you'll talk to me. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. In Matthew chapter 23, amen, Jesus was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, and he called them hypocrites. Strong language. And his words were, he said, you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, but you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And then he told him, he said, now these things you ought to have done, but you ought not leave these undone. And when Jesus was telling these Pharisees, amen, evidently they was putting a lot of focus and emphasis on this, amen, but they was leaving this undone. And Jesus didn't tell them that they shouldn't do this. He just told them, he said, you ought to have done this, but you ought not left this undone. Am I making any sense? And there are times that we are to, amen, pay attention to some things around us, naturally speaking, and we need to take care of them. But I also believe that there are some weightier matters that we need to address. The Bible says, Sister Brown, that the outward man perisheth, but the inward man can be renewed day by day. And I got to looking at verses of Scripture, Amen. One of them is in Corinthians 15. He says there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And he went on to say there is a celestial body. Amen. But he said there's also a terrestrial body. Man, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he told him, he said, a man it must be born again of water and the Spirit before he can enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus scratched his head and said, how can these things be? And Jesus just told him, he said, if I've talked to you and explained to you things in earthly terms, he said, how are you going to know if I talk to you about heavenly things? Amen. There are some heavenly things, and there are some earthly things. And I just want to use this just for a moment tonight. Praise God, and to address some things that, and I think all of the ladies in the house, amen, will know where I'm coming from here, that house cleaning is something that needs to be done from time to time. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to, you know, I mean, it just seems like you just kind of let things lay. Amen. And next thing you know, there's dust everywhere. You don't know where it comes from, but it gets there. Can I get a witness? Amen. And every now and then, praise God, every now and then, you need to take a rag and you need to take some end dust and you need to go through the house and you need to wipe the tables off and you need to wipe the little ceramics off and you need to wipe off the dresser and the vanities and because they just get dirty. Amen. And that's just something that needs to be done. Glory. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to take my time tonight, praise God. But I think that spiritually speaking, amen, there are some things that sometimes begin to clutter up around the house, and we need to pay attention to that too. Glory to God. I asked somebody this morning something about repenting. Amen. Has anybody repented? And I think that repentance is something that we need to do on a daily basis. I didn't get no help on that one. Amen. I'm telling you, repentance is something we need to do every day. Amen. Forgive us this day of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But if we just let things build up and things accumulate, amen, after a while, it gets to be pretty serious. Amen. But I'm telling you, church, we need to relate this in our minds to what I'm saying here. We need to take care of some natural things, but we also need to take care of some spiritual things. Amen. And house cleaning is one of them. And every now and then we need to clean house. Glory to God. Every now and then there needs to be a house cleaning. Because there are things that sometimes, amen, accumulate and get in the house, praise God, that needs to be addressed and needs to be taken care of. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that holiness is an inward thing. I believe that it starts in the fruit. Amen. It's the end result. Praise God. I believe that on the outside, I believe that children of God should look like children of God. Amen. I believe the Bible teaches us that we are to come out of the world and we are to be separate. Do y'all believe that? That's still in the Bible. Praise God, that we are to come out of the world and be separate. Amen. And the Bible teaches us that I should not be conformed to this world, but I should be transformed by the renewing of my mind. And I know, amen, that sometimes the world, oftentimes has a pull. And the world has its attractions. And if we're not real careful, we want to look like a movie star. We want to look like some country and western singer. We want to look like some idol that the world has set up on a pedestal. But people of God, can I talk to you tonight and tell you, amen, that we don't want to look like them. We want them to look like us. Some of y'all getting scared already, but I'm telling you right now, things do creep in. Amen. I believe that the Holy Ghost, when you get the Holy Ghost will lead you and it will guide you. It will teach you. Y'all believe the Holy Ghost will teach it? I'm not saying this in a bragging tone, but I promise you, when I first got into church, my hair was hanging down on my shoulders. It was all up over my ears. You couldn't even see my ears. Amen. My hair was thick and it was black. Amen. And Brother Leon, I still remember, amen, would go into the mirror, amen, and combing my hair and looking in that mirror, and something would grieve me on the inside. Something just didn't feel right. Amen. I'd look in that mirror and I'd feel yuck. And this went on for weeks, amen, and weeks. And finally, amen, I got brave enough. I finally listened to what the Holy Ghost was trying to tell me. And I finally went to the barber shop and I finally told him, I said, cut it off, man. And he did. Oh, Butcher Brown done a job on me that day. Amen. He picked me up. But you know what? It was nobody jumped up in my face, amen, and told me, bless God, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Amen. You ain't got the victory. Amen. If you would, you done got a haircut. Amen. If they had of, I might not be here today. Amen. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost talked to me. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost convicted me. Does anybody believe that the Holy Ghost is still convicting people? Glory to God. It's all right for us to get under conviction. It's all right for us, amen, to hear, amen, something that causes our heart, amen, to be pricked, amen, and to be pierced, amen, and we need to do something about it. Praise God. I believe that God wants us to grow in grace, and God wants us to mature. He wants us to grow not only in the knowledge, amen, amen, but He wants us to grow in other areas as well. God wants us to become, amen, saints of God. He wants us to become what He wants us to become. Glory to God. I'm not ashamed of this. I'm not ashamed to be called apostolic. I'm not ashamed to be called one God, Pentecostal tongue talking, aisle running, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad I am. I am. I'm glad I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we should not go around thinking, you know, I don't want to look like that. I want to look like that. I want to clean. I want to look like this. Amen. And every now and then my hair gets to hanging on my ears. Amen. I got to go get it cut. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Glory to God. I'm living like I'm living. Amen. Because I feel like that God wants me to live this way. Praise God. And we are to listen to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And I say this for the glory of God. Nobody told me, amen. Nobody preached to me and told me, talked about jewelry and, amen, about rings and about all that other stuff. Nobody preached that to me, amen. Amen. But I remember when God, amen, I had a big old class ring and, amen, I'd play the bass guitar, amen, and I knew everybody in the building was looking at it because it was so pretty and it shined and, you know, and I knew everybody was, but I'm telling you what, something started talking to me and during the service, I remember it was three or four times I'd pull it off and put it in my pocket, but the next service out there, I was right back with it. But you know what happened? Amen. After about three or four times of doing that, praise God, something clicked inside of me and said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, Brother Bill. Amen. I believe God's trying to talk to me here. You know what we've done? We put them in the box. Amen. We put them in a jewelry box. Later on, amen, I went and sold that crazy thing. And amen. And I never forgot. I didn't tell the man I was going to sell it. I just will see what he would give me for it. Amen. He laid it up on the hill and took a big old ball peen hammer and goes, whap! And just knocked a stone out of it, and then I my mouth flew open. I said, I guess he just bought it. Glory to God. And I'm not throwing mud, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm telling you something, church. I believe that sometimes God, amen, will talk to us, and sometimes, amen, we'll stop our ears up, but I want God to work on me. I want God to mold me and make me and shape me. Praise God. I want to walk among the world. I want to be separate. I want to represent His kingdom well. Somebody say amen. I want to represent the kingdom of God. I don't want to just say I'm going to do it my way as the preacher preached to hear a while back. I want to do it God's way. Hallelujah. I want to let my light shine. And I want others to see my works. And I want to glorify my Father in heaven. Does anybody want to glorify God? Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a world where everybody says, let me do my own thing. Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. But there comes a time, amen, when the preacher needs to get up, amen, and preach. And we need to take the more earnest heed to the things which we hear, lest at any time we should let them slip. Glory to God. Yard work, mowing leaves, cutting grass, picking up limbs, that's not something that I like to do. Amen, but it's something that needs to be done. man, changing oil in the car, man, you got to fill it up with gas every now and then. Because you know what happens if you don't. Are y'all with me? If you don't, praise God. I'm just saying there's some maintaining to do. There's some maintenance work that's got to be done. Amen. And we don't like to think about it, praise God, but you know, just like clothes, we wear clothes and they get dirty. And we have to put them back in the laundry and wash them. Sometimes they have to be ironed. And I'm talking in the natural, but I'm just telling you there's a lot of things that need to be done in the natural. And we need to do them. But if we could take the same attitude with the spiritual and to realize that there is some dusting and there is some picking up some things and there is, amen, some straightening up and there is some maintenance that needs to be done every now and then. Oh, glory. I'm telling you, we need to take care of the flesh. I'm not telling you to just let it go, eh? Because I don't believe that. I believe we are to, I believe in personal hygiene. I believe we are to take a bath and brush our teeth. I believe we are to clean up. Somebody say amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, we're talking about the natural man. Praise God. The natural man. The natural man. Everybody say the natural man. Praise God. The natural man don't have no problem taking care of himself when he gets hungry. Amen. Because when he gets hungry, he starts eating, doesn't he? And when he gets thirsty, he starts drinking. But what about the spiritual man? Amen, Sister King. When that spiritual man starts getting hungry and he starts getting thirsty, what do? Do we neglect him? Do we push him to one side? I'm afraid we do. Amen. Because, well, I'm telling you, we'll take good care of their old natural man. But when it comes to the spiritual man, we'll let him nearly die. I know I'm right about it. Man, when we get sick, we get to hurting bad enough. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus himself said, they that are sick need a physician. Praise God. But you know what? Spiritually speaking, man, we don't want nobody telling us nothing. The Bible says if you rebuke a scorner, he'll hate you. But if you reprove a wise man, he'll love you the more. Amen. All of us in this building, praise God, we are to have a spirit about us. If we've got the real Holy Ghost. Amen. That nothing would offend you. The Bible says, great peace have they that love thy law, and in nothing shall they be offended. Praise God. I don't believe there's anything in that book. I don't believe there's anything in the Word of God that ought to offend anybody in here that loves God. Praise God. Somebody ought to say, preacher, preach to me. Somebody ought to say, Lord, talk to me, Lord. Lord, take me higher, Lord. I don't want to stay down here. I don't want to let things just build up and build up. Praise God. I want to take care of spiritual business. Amen. Yes, there are some natural things that we need, and we take care of those things. But I'm going to tell you right now, church, if we went to our jobs and if we acted on the job like we do, we treat God, I'm going to tell you what, we had got fired a long time ago. They had told you, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. But I'm telling you, amen, we go to work and we'll work 8 hours a day and we'll work 5 days a week, amen, and we'll listen, church, I know what I'm talking about, amen. I worked at a job, amen, where you was late once, and if you was late twice, amen, and after about 3 times, they come to you and told you, said, look, amen, you've been late several times this week, and if you're late again, I'm going to write you up. Amen. And if you was late again, they would write you up, and if you got so many write-ups, amen, it was cause for termination. And they were serious about it, praise God. But you know what? When we go to our job, we give them a hard day's work, and we are to. I hope we ain't got a bunch of get-overs in this. Amen. I believe that Pentecostal people are to be the best workers on the job. I believe that Pentecostal people are to be the most dependable people on the job. Praise God. Am I preaching all right? Amen. But I'm telling you, if we treated God like, amen, I'm telling you, listen, church, we go to our job, but we come to church and we drag around and we drag our feet. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be mean, but we pray with our half of our heart. Sometimes we don't even worship. And it's not always a fun thing to stand up here and to look out there, amen, during service, when worship service, amen, and see people that's not even trying. Amen. They're not even attending. Amen. I've seen people, amen, that doing 3 or 4 other things other than what they're supposed to do. I'm just preaching kind of crazy right now. Amen. But I'm telling you, this natural man needs some attention. When we get weary and tired, we know what to do. Amen. Everybody ever been any tired so you just feel like you just need to lay your head down? But what about the spiritual man when you get weary? Amen. There is a rest. Well, I'm not going to prayer because folks think I'm backslidden. So what? If you need something, if you're weary, amen, you just need. Oh, God, I wish we could knock that devil in the head too, amen, about worrying about what other people think. My God, I'm going to tell you something. If we're weary, we just need a refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord. Let the church say amen. I'm just telling you that this old natural man, amen, we pay pretty close attention to what him, but we are to turn it around and say, hey, you know, I take care of this old natural man, but I want to take care of my spiritual man, amen, as much or more than I do the natural man. Somebody shout amen. Martha, amen. Look at you, Martha. You're so busy. You're taking care of all that stuff. And that's something that needs to be done, Martha. Amen. But Mary had chosen the good part. Amen. She's in here back at the foot of Jesus, and she was listening to every word that Jesus was saying. And she was paying. He said, I know, Martha, what you're doing is needful, but what Mary's doing, she chose the good part. I'm here to tell you, friend, amen, if we don't have, amen, the worldly things, if we don't have a limousine or a big mansion to live in, if we don't have a new suit of clothes and a new pair of shoes, that's all right. Praise God. If we got the Holy Ghost and we've got the victory, praise God, we've got the best of the trade. I'm preaching to you and telling you, we need to maintain the spiritual man. We need to keep him up here and not down here. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you what, praise God, we shouldn't live for God, amen, and go around and we're sad and we're depressed and we're discouraged and we walk around and woe is me, amen, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, Jim, that's not what the Bible describes as living for God. The Bible says it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. Amen. I'm telling you what, this thing is not meat and drink, but it's joy. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And praise God, and we need to get that joy, and we need to keep the joy. When this old spiritual man starts going down, man, we need to do something. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is the good part. This is the more needful part. Man, the natural man, take care of him. But the spiritual man, you need to take care of him too. This may not make sense to all of us, but it's making sense to me. I don't want to starve, spiritually speaking, when there's food on the table. I read an article about a lady that different ones had called the authorities and told that something ain't right about this situation. It was in Indianapolis, Indiana. Amen. And there was a 29-year-old woman that had a baby. Man, and this baby was like 3 months old. Man, when the authorities went in there, amen, they found that baby in a dresser drawer. And the baby was about 5 pounds. Amen. And it was 3 months old. And they said it was horrendous to look at it. And that lady had absolutely let that baby starve to death. I read another article about a 16-year-old girl in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. When they found her, she was a walking skeleton. Amen. Her eyes was protruded from her head, her jawbones. Amen. She was nothing but a skeleton with skin wrapped over the bones. Amen. And I'm sure to look at something like that would be, you know, God, my God, how can somebody? But here, amen, they had food, and but yet they starved this 16-year-old girl to death. Church, I'm going to tell you what, there is food on the table. Amen. There is water running from the rock. Praise God. We don't have to sit in the Pentecostal church and starve to death. Amen, but I'm just afraid to say this, but if we could see in the spirit, amen, I'm telling you, there may be, as far as the flesh is concerned, we may be fat and sassy, but as far as the spiritual concern, there may be some of you walking around looking like dry bones, amen, that's got skin stretched over a skull, amen, you're malnutritioned, amen, because you haven't been eating, but I promise you, amen, there's food on the table. Praise God, every time we come to church, there's a few crumbs that'll fall from the table. Oh, glory to God. And we get, amen, to a place where I want to feed this old spiritual man. I don't care if it's John 3:16 or if it's Acts 2:38. Feed me, Jesus. Feed me. I want to eat the word of the Lord, and I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I want to be strong in the Spirit. Bible says, but ye, beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory. There's some of these men will take steroids and vitamins, and they'll lift them weights, pumping iron. Hello? And they'll do this on such a rigid schedule. And they'll do it, and they'll get in front of the mirror. They'll get up there because they're trying to build up them muscles. I wasn't trying to show you mine. Glory. But I'm telling you, there are people that'll go through those rigid things, calisthenics and lifting and pumping iron, taking steroids. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to build up their flesh. My God, I wish to God we would get to a place where we want to do that in the Spirit. Praise God, that we would want to be strong in the Spirit. Praise God, we would want to be strong, amen, in the Lord, in the power of His might. Sister Alice, glory to God. I wish we could see in the Spirit, praise God, and see some people and see where they're at. But I'm telling you, we take care of the old flesh. Yes, we do. Oh, yeah, we do, amen. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the spiritual man, we let him nearly starve to death. My God, we'll sit right there in church, amen, and God's got more than enough on the table. I heard a young preacher preach years ago talk about the buffet bar. Praise God, amen. And you go there and just, man, you get anything you want to eat and you can go back as often as you wanted. I believe that when we come to church, God's got a buffet bar. Praise God. And I believe He's got just exactly what you need. Amen. And sometimes it's just exactly what you want. Praise God. But we need to eat from the Master's table. And we need to get strong. We need to build up our most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. My God, I'm telling you what, Jesus, amen, I believe with all of my heart, praise God, He wants us to be grown. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be able to cast out devils. I believe He wants us to be able, praise God, to speak, amen, things that they talked about tonight. I believe that sometimes, praise God, we're children when we are to be grown men. I think that sometimes we just neglect the spiritual man. We neglect him. And we become weak. We become anemic. Has anybody ever went without food for a few days? You get weak, don't you? Oh, yes, you get weak. Man, and it's the same way, spiritually speaking, if you go, amen, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, amen, you might say, don't bother me, but I'm telling you, if you get weak, amen, anything is liable to turn you upside down. Somebody look at you wrong, or somebody say the wrong thing. Hello? I seen a man at the bank one time. He was going through the drive-thru, and I was over another window. I seen him, and I recognized him. Amen. That's about all I'll say about it. But he was going through the window, and somebody didn't move out of the lane fast enough. And I watched this man throw down on his horn. He wasn't just honking it. He was riding it. I mean, I seen his mouth just doing this, you know. And I don't know what he was saying. He might have been saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't know. Yeah. But the color of his face, amen, I don't think so. I mean, and I thought, my Lord. Hallelujah. I don't think that's no way for a child of God to act. Amen. But when we get weak, oh, God, our immune system gets weak. And then when our immune system gets weak, man, we start finding out that things that shouldn't bother us is bothering us. Glory. Mary chose the good part, didn't she? Amen. While Martha was out there knocking pans and banging pans and baking and had flour over her hands and aprons around her waist, she come in there and seen Mary sitting down there at the feet of Jesus, and I could just see her. She put her hands on her hip and looked, and maybe she blowed the hair out of her face, and I can't believe this. I'm out here working and doing all this labor, and Mary just sitting here doing nothing. Jesus, Do something about this. And Jesus just had this in her. Martha, you're doing the natural things. You're doing things that are to be done, and that's all right. But Mary, she chose the good part. And I'm going to tell you, friend, amen, that thing that you needed to do, and oh, sometimes we think we got to take care of a certain thing out there. I think sometimes there come time we need to lay it down and say, what are you doing? It'll be there when I get back. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to feed my spiritual man. I'm going to eat at the master's table. Praise God. I'm going to get my blessing. Praise God. I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to get in the presence of the Lord. You know why? Because I want to be strong in the spirit. Praise God. I don't want to have my system immune, amen, or so weakened, amen, that every little old cold or every little old disease or germ, amen, takes me down. Praise God. I want my immune system to be strong, amen. I want to be able to resist. Does anybody know what I'm preaching tonight? I want us to be able to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So what we got to do, we got to feed the spiritual man. We got to do what we know we're supposed to do. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm not preaching against taking care of all that other business. Those things are needful. But praise God, this is more needful. We need to clean house sometimes. We need, amen, to repent. We need to, amen, we need to change the oil. Do a little maintenance. Because if you don't, amen, it'll just fall in on you. Amen. Glory. I'm preaching, amen, to all of us. I'm preaching to all of us. Amen. We need, amen, to take care of our spiritual man. God's given you a man. He's given you a woman to keep. It's not some stranger, amen, out there in the North 40. It's you. Amen. And if you don't save yourself, you're probably going to be lost. Can I say that again? If you don't save yourself, you're probably going to be lost. Amen. You can't ride other people's coattail. Amen. I don't want to be one of them weak Christians. I don't want to be those weak people, amen, that sickly and always, you know, complaining and always fussing and always down in the mouth and depressed. I don't want to be with them. Amen. I want to be strong. I want to be what God wants me to be. Glory to God. I want to eat from the master's table. I want to take care of this spiritual man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody still believe in prayer? Amen. I'm telling you, church, we need to pray. We need to talk to God. Amen. We need to, amen, get in His presence more often than we do. Praise God. If we get in His presence, there's fullness of joy. We get in His presence, amen, there's pleasures forevermore. Thank God we can get in His presence, and we can. But if we neglect the spiritual man, I promise you, amen, you're going to go down. And you're going to get weak. And your system is going to get, amen, seem like it's going to, every little thing, it's going to bother you and every little thing. Praise God. But when you get full of the Holy Ghost, we talked about that just a little bit this morning. Brother Mike, we get full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Persecution. Glory. It ain't going to bother you. People talk about you. It ain't going to worry. Amen. Some little old something. Raise your hand. You're just going to let it. It's going to run off you like water on a duck back. Why? Because you're strong in God. Praise God. Man, this didn't come out like I wanted it. Amen. But Martha got indignant. Amen. Why don't you make Mary do something? But Mary is doing something. Mary chose the good part. Amen. She chose the spiritual. Praise God. Over the natural. And I'll just leave this with you tonight. Amen. The spiritual are to take precedent over the natural. Amen. We are to take care of the spiritual man before we take care of the natural man. And I believe that with all my heart. We are to take care of the spiritual man, amen, first. And then we can take care of the natural man. Praise God. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's just something about it. Praise God. When we spend time with Him, when we spend time with the Master. Praise God. It even changes the way we look. Amen. Our faces can be all contorted and twisted up and we're so frustrated, but we can go to God and spend a little time with Him. And when we come out of His presence, we got a different countenance. We just look, we feel different. Amen. Church, as we approach these last days, I'm going to tell you something. You don't need a handshake and shake the preacher's hand experience. You need a real Holy Ghost experience with God. And when you get that experience with God, you need to feed that man. You need to feed him. You need to read that Bible. You need to get a prayer life. You need to be faithful to church. Glory to God. Every now and then we need to push the plate away and miss a meal or two. Amen. Because the old natural man is trying to be boss. And we need to let him know, hey, you're not the boss. The spiritual man's the boss. Praise God. Can I get some help in the house? Amen. We need, amen, to pay attention to our soul, this spiritual man. And we need to feed him. And we need to do the things that we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Amen. Let's just give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, church. Amen. Oh, there's things that we have to take care of in life. We have to go to our job. Oh, yes, we do. We have to cook. We have to wash clothes. We have to mop floors. We have to mow grass. We have to change the oil in our car. Amen. Those are natural things. Oh, but we need to stop and understand that there's something more needful. There's certainly something more important. And that's getting in the presence of God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And sing it to the Lord. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving.
A living witness.
Say.